You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Nationals reporter, Bill Latson. And Bill, a good start to the season for this Nationals team as they rally for a victory and they get big performances from the guys you want to see give big performances. Bryce Harper, Mr. Opening Day, I think we're going to have to start calling him soon. Daniel Murphy also coming up big, and then a good start from Scherzer. Let's start from Harper. What is it about Opening Day? Because now he has four Opening Day home runs, I think.
That's correct. He is four away from the record, and I got to tell you, the reason I think he's having success on Opening Day is I think he's trying to please the fans. You know, before the game, he's received a lot of boos, and, you know, he responded by waving his hands, and then he followed that up by hitting a home run in his first at-bat. So no surprise what he did.
And then Daniel Murphy, I mean, you go out and get a free agent. You'd like him to come through early on. And how about Murphy with a home run and then the big hit in extra innings? And that's something this guy has built up somewhat of a reputation for, right, is his ability to come through in a big moment.
Yes, and he got on base four times. So interesting is that he struck out just once, but still, I mean, the guy was, I mean, that's what the Nationals are expecting from him. Less strikeouts, get on base, and that's the big improvement there.
How about Scherzer? Were you happy with, or did you like what you saw as far as him on the mound?
Yes, he only made one mistake, and that was the home run in the late innings. So even the one to Freddie Freeman wasn't all that bad. It wasn't a bad pitch at all. And it was a great outing to me. And he went seven innings. That's what the Nationals wanted.
Now, obviously, with every team, early on in the season, you don't really need that fifth starter because of the days off that are built in to take care of bad weather and all that sort of thing. So the Nationals are able to avoid the fifth starter for a couple of weeks. And they made the decision to go with Tanner Roark as number four and Gio Gonzalez, the number five guy who's going to be skipped. Were you surprised at all by that decision, or did that become clear throughout the spring that Roark was going to be the number four?
Well, actually, Tanner Roark is going to be the number three. Joe Ross is going to be number four, and Gio is going to be number five. And yes, I was surprised because the way they treated Gio during spring training, it was almost as if he was going to be the third star. In fact, Dusty Baker went so far to say, like in the middle of spring training, that Gio was going to pitch the opener, the home opener at Nationals Park. So it was very surprising. And but, you know, of all the pitchers they have, Gio is the one who has, you know, the control problems. I mean, Gio sometimes can take forever to throw a game. And there are days when he has 100 pitches by five innings. Another day, he's walking like six batters in five innings. So, I mean, in that sense, I'm not surprised. But in a sense, I was, considering what Dusty Baker said in the middle of spring training.
Yeah, he's always been kind of a nibbler as far as the strike zone goes. Is this a message being sent to him at all, or did it just they just decided this was the best way to go as far as looking at this team right now?
I think they think it was the best way to go. And, you know, this is a key year for Gio because he could become a free agent. They have options after this year. So if he has a good year, then he could be back the following year.
For the most part, Bill, all good news out of that opener, but they did lose Ben Revere. It's a rib cage injury. Not serious. He doesn't seem headed to the disabled list. He's day-to-day right now. But I know rib cage injuries can really affect a guy as far as swinging the bat. From what you've heard from Ben Revere, how long is he going to be out, and is this going to linger at all and affect him at the batter's box?
It would not be surprised if he missed, a couple of games. I don't see him coming back right away. I mean, the way he hurt the rib cage, he was just swinging the bat in his first hit bat, and all of a sudden it snapped on him. So I think it'll be a while before we see him play a game. Would not be surprising if it was in the first game of the home opener if he came back.
All right, let's get into keys to success for this Nationals team in 2016, a team that has high expectations and is expected to do well. Bill, your first key to success is the bullpen, and now we saw in the opener, Papelbon came in and locked it down late. He's not a question mark for this team, but it's kind of everything else leading up to him, right? Those pieces not quite in place yet.
That's correct. If you know, the eighth inning especially, it was kind of shaky. Sean Kelly had problems throwing strikes. He even threw a strike when he came in there. You know, Blake Treinen, he walked the batter, but then he was lucky to get the double play. So they got lucky with Oliver Perez. He struck out a batter. So I think that's definitely the key to success. I mean, they need success before getting the Papelbon. Papelbon is not the problem. It's before Papelbon.
Is that something where, at this point, obviously, you want to go with the guys you have and you hope they figure it out and it all fits together. But is that the one spot that as the season goes along and when you need to fill those holes later on in the season, that's going to be a focus the rest of that bullpen?
I would think so. You just hope for consistency there. And hopefully Dusty Baker can get that consistency. We'll see what happens. I mean, just one game. But, we got to see what happens the next at least few games.
Your second key to success is health. And we just talked about Ben Revere, and he's going to be out a little while, but not a big long-term injury. They need to avoid that. Obviously, Bryce Harper in the past has had injuries that have hampered him. He didn't have that last season. So who specifically, when you look at health, obviously for the most part the team needs to stay healthy, but who are the key guys that really they need on the field at least 150 games this season?
Anthony Rendon for sure, yeah. Ryan Zimmerman, Jason Wirth. I mean, almost everybody, because if you look at last year, I mean, 17 players were on the DL, and they had to make massive changes to the medical staff because of it. So you hope that Ben Revere is just a one minor one, but you need that whole team no matter what. This is just one game, but I'm just looking at the whole team. The whole team has to be healthy.
All right, and your third key to success is Dusty Baker, the new manager with the Nationals, and you've been there throughout spring training, and now the season's getting going, and it seems like so far this is a great match.
No question about it, and the team seems so relaxed. I mean, everything Dusty Baker said he was going to do, he's doing it. For example, he vowed that he would be aggressive on the bases, and we saw that with Jason Wirth. I mean, he was clearly out at the plate the other day, and for some reason the ball got out of Brzezinski's hands, and they scored that tying run. So, I mean, we're seeing what Dusty Baker's talking about. He vowed they would run more. They're doing that. And I think just his presence alone is making this team more relaxed compared to last year.
All right. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Nationals edition. Bill Latson, thanks so much.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.